my man throwing down.
What is up, guys? Waller J here, and I'm here with my co-host who's been absent for a month.
Art of War. And behind the boards, we got... Oh, my God. Producer Chris. Hey, Producer Chris. Somebody's got a soundboard. This is the new soundboard.
Sorry, guys.
And all those sounds are long as shiza.
Boo the white guy.
Boo. All right, it's lame.
It's not lame.
Put on these nuts.
What?
These nuts.
That's what I'm saying.
Welcome back. We missed you.
Thank you, man. I missed you guys too.
Yeah, you know? You missed us. How much did you miss us?
Well, you know,
a little or a lot.
To the stars and back. You know what I mean?
To the stars and back. That's a song, isn't it?
I don't know. Okay. You sounded a little gay, but I'll take it.
Well, a little gay. Everybody's a little gay.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not me.
You haven't heard that?
No. What?
Really?
Explain that.
No, there was a whole bit on the... I can't remember who it was on.
He's
Rogan.
Vanilla, like, latte gay, too?
Yeah. You like vanilla lattes?
No, I don't.
It's a little gay.
Cafe con leches.
The little gay.
No, that's coffee and milk. So how is that gay?
It's just a little gay.
So is my grandma gay because she likes coffee with milk?
Yeah.
No, she's female.
Well, there's lesbians. They're gay, too.
Are they?
Are you calling my grandma a lesbian?
No. Is she?
No.
That'd be a lesbian.
That'd be hilarious. It'd be like, is she? Be like, yeah. Just saying.
You know, before she liked before she liked girls, she liked guys.
Your soundboard was late. It was behind.
So late.
That's because I wasn't pressing the right button.
It buffered.
Man.
Fuck you guys. My grandma's not a lesbian.
So what did I miss? What I miss? It's been 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
So you haven't kept up with the show?
Yeah.
Totally been kept up with the show.
No, you haven't, because you're asking what's been going on.
Well, you know, it's for the talk.
Right, right, yeah.
Conversate me.
Conversate me?
Conversate me.
Didn't even know that was a word.
Get me abreast. You know what I mean?
What? Well, if I'm going to get you abreast, I'm going to get you two of them.
Oh, I'll take two.
Quack, 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 quack. Anywho, anybody see that Felon Fox? He's back at it again?
Breaking skulls?
Breaking skulls.
Cracking skulls, man.
Broke the orbital bone.
No, was it the orbital bone?
Yeah, it was her skull.
Yeah, it was broke the whole side of her face.
I'll look it up right now. I think broke her face open.
When are we going to stop with this foolishness?
Whenever you finally accept that it's totally fine, and if you don't, you're a racist and a sexist and all like that.
Oh, you're most definitely a Nazi, too.
Hold on. I have nothing against transgender people. If that's what you want to... You know, do fuck it. Yep. Be happy. Mm-hmm. You know, have your flip and tuck and whatever.
Yep.
But you can't be fighting women when you were a dude.
For like, what, 25, 27 years? Something like that?
I don't know how many years he was a dude or she was a dude, whatever. But you can't be, you can't be just be beating up on chicks. This is like the second chick she's fucked up.
Yeah, I know. But she identifies.
I don't give a girl. Look, you can identify as a gator. I don't give a fuck.
Does that mean I have to crawl on my belly?
Probably, gator wrestling. I'm a gator.
I just gonna bite shit.
Well, there was another one. You know, Fallon Fox fucked that girl up, broke her face like in half. And then this week, a male to female transgender just broke like all these records in cycling and like just beat the fuck out of girls cycling meet.
But you know what? That's not a combat sport.
No, so it's not. But it's
I really don't care.
Can we turn you down a little bit? You guys are on point today. Or these microphones are working really good.
You've been gone for so long.
Yeah. You
can't hear.
Oh my god, my ears hurt.
Yeah. There we go.
You're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. But it's the same old argument. You know, like they had in Texas with the guy who's transitioning and it was wrestling girls.
The problem was that the school was telling her that she had to wrestle the girls.
Yeah.
Because she wanted to go against the boys. So even though
I'm on TRT, but you know, I got to wrestle the girls.
Yeah.
So.
I can understand that a little bit more. However,
you're not breaking somebody's face.
I just think it's a little bit too PC. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be a little bit realistic.
Let's call it what it is. It's a little snowflakey.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I don't want to hurt their feelings.
Well, it's, I mean, I think it's catering to like a very, very low percentage, and it's damaging to
very low.
And it's very damaging. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with being transgender.
No, no, not at all.
Lesbian or bi or whatever you may be. But I think you have to, like, take in consideration the physical differences between males and females, even if you are transitioned. There's a difference. Bone density, structure, muscle density. All these kind of things are big, big factors. And this is why it's so horrible when a man hits a woman, right? Because they're like, oh, well, she can't take the same
That kind should of blow. Be Michael Bolton's next song. When a man hits a woman.
And then Fallon Fox will walk out to that to their next fight.
Oh, my God. But you see what I'm saying, though? I mean, this is like – this is serious issues. This is serious issues, and people want to just – brush it on the rug, be like, oh, well, I identify as a female, so why can't I fight females? I'm like, well, because physicality-wise, you're a male, and, you know, it's not the same. It's not the same. And I know females can do everything the males can do, but no, that's just not true. And vice versa. There's a lot of things that men can't do that females can do, you know?
Like give birth?
Definitely like give birth, which has to be probably one of the most important things that the species has, you know?
Imagine a dude trying to give, you know, birth through his pee hole.
Well, they've actually
like exploded cigar.
Yeah, right. There were some videos.
Could you imagine the female like talking to the doctor like, hey, can you put an extra stitch in there for me, dog? Can you try to fix that shit? That stupid joke.
I think it was like 2 weeks ago or a week. No, it was 2 weeks ago. There were videos going around of guys who, you know, because they have like a machine. It's just pads that do electrical discharge that you can cause guys to feel what a contraction feels like.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of thing. Shit. Yeah. Guys are losing their fucking minds. And these are like mild contractions. And these guys are just, you know, fuck. Oh, shit.
Oh, here we go. Let's see. What do we got on the line?
That's low. Make sure you got your iPad turned up.
What is up? Who is this?
What's up?
It's Robbie. What's going on, buddy?
Homie. Hey, I called you, Joker. You didn't even answer. You know that?
Yeah, I know that now that I look at my phone.
No, it sounded like you hit denied.
Oh, he sent you a voicemail.
Oh, you know what it was? He was probably talking to me. I'm more important.
Yeah, probably. I can't argue that. I got to respect my elders.
That's right.
Wallace answers his phone.
I'm sorry. Right. I might have been working or something. You know,
yeah. Something important. Sounds like an excuse not to talk to you, buddy.
Right? So I have to say, you've been at work while I said, one second. And then he goes, what's up, bro? And, you
know. Yeah, I'm at work. I'm like, hey, I'm hiding my cell phone. I'm going to call you back.
I take my break and I'll be like, all right.
I don't get breaks. Patients are like, I want to be seen. I want to be seen 10 minutes ago. I'm like, but you're already 20 minutes late.
I think we just triggered Art.
Yeah, probably.
So you probably should have been on time. Actually, being on time is 5-10 minutes early so that we can get through your paperwork so I can take care of you. But now we're already 10 minutes past your appointment time because you got here right at your appointment time or 10 minutes past your appointment time.
I'm sure Robbie wasn't calling in for that. But
anyway. Oh,
well, but it affects everything. How do you really feel about this, Art?
Well, you know, it affects my phone time. I'm not able to duck out and take breaks.
All right, we'll talk to him now that he's on the phone, because he obviously called for you. He already talked to me today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's true. So that's what the deal is I was calling over, but you were talking a while, though. So I called you out when I was on the way over here.
No, honestly, I don't remember when you called. Ooh, but anyway, were you guys talking about
Fallon Fox?
Transgender fighters, is that what I heard?
Yeah.
Are you transitioning?
Yeah, what are you talking about? He already transitioned.
No, I identify as a 155 pounder.
Oh yeah, he wants to be in the 155 pounder.
Me and you both. Me and you both, Robbie.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck up Khabib.
He goes. He
took me down. You wish, bro. You wish.
I know. I still lose.
What the fuck? Yeah, that dude's a beast, isn't he? He's a beast.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I would never want to fight him.
You were not here for the recap.
Mm-mm. I was not here for the recap on that. But I did phone in. Or we called in.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. How's Texas, Robbie?
It's pretty good, man. It's beautiful weather out here.
Nice.
I love it. It's really nice. Lots to do.
Yeah.
How's Callahan? I'm just kidding. How was
It's great. It's great, man. We just had a cold snap today. People are freaking out. We got all the windows open in the house.
Like, oh my God, it's like 70. I'm freezing my balls off.
It's amazing.
It's like 70.
I was freezing my balls off this morning.
I did think that, though. I stepped out of my car, like, to go get water or something like that. And it was just like, oh, man, it's kind of cold out.
It's like, oh, my God, it's going to snow.
And I looked at the thing. It was like 72 degrees. I'm like, God damn, it's only 72 degrees. Why does it feel so cold?
I was out this morning. It was 57 when I was out this morning. Yeah. So
that's what it was.
He was like, it was 72, but it felt like 57.
No, it was 57 because I walked outside and I was like, oh, fuck, come on, dog. Do what you need to do.
Dude, I hate it when that happens.
I wasn't prepared for this.
So Robbie's been training at Ground Dwellers, guys.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, they explain.
Eddie Avalar?
Hold on one second.
What?
Hold on one second.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Hold on. The fuck is he doing?
Did you just get shit struck or something?
Is he going to take a poop?
No. You got the bladder of a little girl.
Oh, that's because he's drinking that fucking Bang. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Hey, how you been, Robbie? You been good, man?
Yeah, I've been pretty good, man. Not too bad. Been working a lot and training when I can and just enjoying time with the family.
How's the fam?
How is the fam?
How's little Natty?
She's good, man. She's talking back.
Well, bro, Latina woman do that. You should know that.
You're so bossy.
You're married. I mean, like, as soon as you had a daughter, you'd be like, oh, I'm fucked.
I'm outnumbered.
Yeah.
See, I'm very much so outnumbered.
See.
Yeah, it's special. Yeah, she's even my son though, man, just like 5 minutes ago, he came over to me, he goes, Daddy, no shoes on the bed. And I'm like, yes, sir. Oh my God.
I'd be like, yo, I paid for this fucking bed.
What do you say?
He'd be like, I pay for this fucking bed.
That's right.
I know, exactly.
Come at me like that again and I'll kick you so hard in the balls.
It's like with my shoes.
It's like, look, little munchkin. You came out of my dick hole. Remember that.
Make you go sleep in the yard.
That would involve a lot of explanation.
It's all right.
He's my wife. Is why I spoke to my son that way.
Yeah, he don't want to see that fucking flip flop coming his way.
La chancla.
Yeah. Latina woman.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah.
Did you see the Facebook video that was going around with Michael? The guy coming is a.
I posted it full.
Did you? Well, you. You're not. Hey, sorry, bro. You're not the only Latin okay, guy bro. I know.
So. Oh yeah. Who else do you know?
Juan.
He possibly picked the most common name out there.
Juan and Jesus.
It's not Jesus. It's Jesus.
Whatever. Jesus cuts my lawn.
Must be a Mexican Jesus. he don't even know what's going on in the fake lab. Anyway.
All right, guys. So,
what?
Are you done? Are you good?
You wiped?
Good. Yeah.
That's what he forgot. He came out. He's like, oh, I got to go back.
Oh, I forgot to wipe my ass.
Oh, wait.
It's itchy.
What were we talking about? Oh,
Ground Dwellers.
Yeah. So, Ground Dwellers. You're wearing the gi now, eh?
Wearing a gi.
Hey, I heard you got kicked in the head.
Here and there. Huh?
Heard you got kicked in the head.
I did. It was an accident.
Man, who kicked you in the head?
Things happen.
I don't think it's an accident.
It's such a good environment, man. They're all killers over there.
That's awesome.
I'm enjoying myself. I get tapped 4 times in 5 minutes all the time.
That's perfect. That's how you grow, man.
Tapped and oil checked.
I know.
Get tapped.
What was that, Wallace?
Tapped and oil checked.
That's how it always works. It.
That's my triangle escape.
And I thought on that.
It works.
I thought on that.
Yeah, it works. I know.
Like, hey, Robbie, put me in a triangle. I'm going to show you an escape.
You're not going to trick me again.
Wait a minute. Is that why Robbie always tried to
fool me once?
Yeah.
Fool me twice.
He was waiting for the little oil check because I was wearing it. He always tried to triangle me.
You won't fool me a third.
Yep.
Or will you?
That's how he rolls, bro.
Well, that's cool, man. I'm glad that you're liking it out there. You know, I was out there for a bit and I like Texas a lot. I thought the people were really cool. The atmosphere is just a little bit different than, especially different than Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville, Florida, it's its own breed of the South, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, you're welcome, bro. You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, Wallace was the first person to recommend there. And then I heard it from like two or three others. And I was like, dang, everyone's talking about this place. And that's the only place I want to train.
See, I met Eddie Avalar at Indicator. At a seminar.
Oh yeah.
And And he was my partner for the seminar.
Was it really?
Yeah. And I was telling Robbie that I didn't get to roll with him, but I told him I knew that he would fuck me up just from, you know, training, because I felt like his technique was so sharp.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this guy's like really fucking good.
He's on point.
Oh, yeah. He would have murdered me.
This is what a killer feels like.
Yeah, this is what a real killer feels like.
Right? Oh, my God. Well, yeah. That's cool, man. So you're getting lots of good training, getting your taps, getting tapped out a lot. You getting any taps?
Couple, but not. It doesn't happen often. Well, you know, here and there.
There's white belts at every school.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
At least are you hanging in there, is what I'm saying, you know?
Well, really?
You can't really, well, I fucked up all their black belts. What? Oh, you go back to school, they're really putting it on you.
It doesn't matter who they are, though, because everyone has a good defense. Like there's certain things that, for example, Kimura is like, I can't Kimura anybody. Like, they defend against it very well, like bringing that elbow in, like, you know, so there's certain, like, things that I would consider myself strong at that now I have an issue. Like, I have an issue with, doesn't matter if they're a white belt or black belt, like, I can't get Kimuras on people. That's just one weird example, you know. So there's a lot of, like, you see it from the top down, like, everything that people are really good at just kind of gets passed down, like, almost like a pyramid, you know what I mean?
I love it.
That's, well, it sounds like you either need to change your game or the way that you go into the Kimura. Maybe a little trickery, like a little Hail Mary.
There's a system called the Kimura Trap Series. You should probably look that up.
By David Avion?
Yeah, look it up, man. It's super good. I use a lot of that from that series. Not recently, but for a while there, I was just like Kimura and everybody. And it leads to a lot of cool chokes and a lot of other arm bars. And it's pretty cool, man. Check that series out. I think that'll kind of increase your game.
That's pretty cool and all, but I heard an easier thing for my body type. If I take steroids, apparently it will help a lot more with being able to open up those Kimuras. Is that true?
I mean, it's a give and take thing. I mean, how you say that?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I have no idea where you're
going. What, like, direction you're heading. I don't know where you're going with
it's like a give and take thing, man, because, like, you know, your Kimura game might go up, but your D game might go down, if you know what I mean.
It sounds like it's a lose-lose situation.
So now you can kind of explain, like, what's important to you. Two factors that drive men, right? Being able to be dominant and be able to be dominant, but...
Listen, as long as my dick works, I'm okay with being up, you know, mediocre on the mats.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You might be giving up a lot. Who knows? Maybe not.
Maybe his game is so strong already.
Maybe
he can give up a little bit.
Talk to a doctor. Which game? Before you do that.
The, you know, the dominant game.
The D game.
Yeah. I don't know. Put Claudia on the phone. We're going to ask her.
Claudia, got a question for you.
She'd be like, this conversation went in a different direction.
Man, right? This dude ain't shit.
look, I got only two kids. We're Hispanic. We should have like 12.
Yeah, we've only been married, 5 years? We should have them.
At least 10 by now.
At least. I'm trying to get that school bus, you know? I'm trying to
get twins up at this mofo. Hey, put her on the phone. Seriously, though. Tell her I miss her. I love her.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Not kidding. Not kidding at all. I'm serious.
Okay.
So how's the babies doing? Babe.
He's not a baby.
They're doing good, man.
Yeah, he is.
It's so funny. You know, it's kind of funny. The other day, I took the kids over to training and whatnot, and Bobby kept saying, he's like, Daddy, I want you to fight the one with no hair. And I look over, and I was like, yeah, that's the 250-pound black belt that's about to kill me, and you're telling me to go fight him. So, yeah, Bobby's not looking out for my best interest. Every time
fuck him. I'm sure Natty is.
Natty, you're Daddy's favorite. You know that, right? Here's chocolate milk.
He tried to call out the people that beat the hell out of me all the time.
Daddy, take the guy with no hair.
Yeah, just wait till he walks over there and he tells the guys, my dad could beat you up.
Oh, man, I made her cry. I made her cry a couple of times. I missed that. That was fun.
True. Yeah, that's true. You did make my daughter cry.
Dude, he's so mean to kids sometimes.
Well, she was misbehaving.
It was very easy. Wallace was like quiet the whole time, and then he just looked at Natalia and was like, I'm going to tell your mommy. That's all he said.
That's all it takes.
Oh, man. I pretended like I was on the phone with her, and she was, like, bawling her eyes out. I was like, oh, this is fun.
Wow, I can't believe this shit worked.
You bully.
It was funny.
Well, that's cool, man. I'm glad you're able to do that. When are you making a trip back up here to come visit or over?
He's like, I'm not.
Right.
When are you flying me out there to come visit?
That's what we should do.
How's that work?
We should fly to Robbie's, stay at his house, eat his food.
Dude, have you seen his house?
Drink his beer.
Hey, have you seen his house?
Eat what?
Have you seen his house?
No.
Dude, it's a mansion, bro.
As long as it's Lone Star Beer.
Listen.
Lone Star Beer.
He's a mansion. Hey, this cat over here keeps rubbing his tail on me and looking at me all seductively.
Hey, can't get away from me. I mean, it would be wonderful, like, if we go to Robbie's place and he's actually got, like, a fence in the front and we can all stand on the road and put the cooler down.
Yep.
And just drink beer. Just go straight fucking King of the Hill.
And then his kid comes out and be like, hey, Bobby, what are you doing?
Yep. You know, drop it.
It's actually Bobby.
Yeah. Tell you.
Damn it, Bobby.
You know, Chris just wants that because it kind of reminds him of him home. You know, cow hanging.
Propane accessories.
Either that or we can sit on top of the fence.
Hey, man, how's the tacos over there?
Oh, there goes the Mexicans.
Bro, how's the tacos over there?
Everywhere. They're pretty good. You can find 100 places within 15 miles.
With a chili verde.
Oh, that's fucking shocking in Texas.
Right. Yeah, hey, there's a new Puerto Rican joint. There's a new Puerto Rican joint.
Where?
Over right off Kingsley.
Kingsley?
Mm. Yeah, I almost took a picture of it, but I was driving too fast and I didn't want to wreck
Kingsley and what?
Kingsley only runs between Blanding and 17. Yeah.
But there's like side streets.
No. It's by the Blanding side, almost by Blanding. Kind of like, you know, when we were looking at that one spot over in Blanding and 17.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like over by there.
Okay. By the home, what is it, Lowe's?
Yeah, it's not the Lowe's, but it's that little strip mall next to it.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah, man, so I'm trying to get some more grub up in me, dude. You know, I'm only 185 pounds. I'm just a little guy. I got to put some weight back on.
Whatever.
You sound like you're bitching. You sound like complaining. I don't know.
I'm not complaining. I'm
just saying, a little bit.
I can afford a taco or two is what I'm saying.
I'm only 185 pounds. I'm hungry.
Well, when I got a combined weight of 500 pounds between the two of you guys, yeah, I mean, bro. I'm a little dude.
Don't fuck with us.
Yeah.
Tag team champions.
Yeah, right.
What weight do they identify themselves?
Oh, I'm like a straw weight.
But these guys
I'm looking to fight the karate hot.
Yo, Robbie, both these dudes are 250.
Yeah, at least. Hashtag fight.
Hey, go fuck yourself. I'm 245.
Yeah.
He's 245. And Chris is 255. Combined, they're 500 pounds.
What are you, Chris?
252.
252.
Oh, we're not even at 500.
440.
Yeah, we got
97.
We got room to play.
Yeah. We got 3 pounds
to
play
with.
Pounds
to fuck with. Oh my god, bro. Dude, it's so crazy.
You got it.
Dude, you got to see Wallow. It's so hard to roll with Wallow, dude, because
he's so fat. He's just round. It's like being on a ball. God damn, Art.
It's hard to roll, period. No. I'm just like, oh, I can't do that. Oh.
It was something that somebody was saying online about, like, DC and how, you know, since he's gotten bigger, he's harder. He hits harder and he's harder to grapple with because he doesn't have handles. Like, there's no.
Besides the love handles.
Handholds. You know, like, you can't grab a hold of that. You get ungrabbable. And that's kind of like Wallow. I was like, dude, I tried to get his legs. No, legs are just short and thick as fuck. And his arms, same way.
Thick.
You have to, like, try to choke him. He got no neck. How do you beat him? How do you beat him, dude?
He's just the shape of a beach ball. Like, how do you choke a beach ball?
Yeah, try to choke a beach ball. I'm trying to choke a beach ball. You can't do it.
You can't shoot a double leg on a beach ball.
Like, it goes in, like, oval a little bit, and it goes right back. You can't choke it.
Yeah.
You know, it's an issue. It's
sorry, guys.
Right? Damn.
You know, Tim Kennedy said it best. Make yourself hard to kill.
There you go.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Bro.
So I'm just eating, like, 5 or 6 steaks a day.
Cardboard. Oh my god, that's crazy.
Well, heck yeah. Well, hey guys, I gotta get ready. We're gonna be heading out in a little bit. But,
yeah, where are you going?
Glad to be able to.
Hey, don't worry about it.
We're gonna go watch the Dynamo play.
What is that?
It's a soccer, a professional soccer.
I'm hanging up on you, fag.
Oh, jeez. I'm with you.
Whatever.
I like soccer.
You know how
suck on these nuts, then.
You're gay.
Sucker.
Soccer.
Good seeing you. Good talking to you, Robbie. We miss you.
nice talking to all of y'all.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon, bro.
Take it easy.
Peace. Later. That was Robbie.
Yeah, well, like,
I miss him.
I miss Robbie.
I miss him.
I miss Robbie.
Yeah.
He's a good dude. That guy. He's all right, that guy.
I did get to see in our chat that we'll get to see Miggy and Carla here in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I'll be down for 2 days. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Is that what it said? Dude. Oh, in case you guys didn't know, this is a very adult program, so if you're easily offended or don't like our content,
you probably, please tune off. You don't have to stay on the stream either.
Probably should not listen to us.
Yeah, we're only 97 episodes in. I'm sure they figured it out by now.
Yeah.
No, unless you're a new listener and you're like, hey, let me see what Locker Room Talk is. It must be just like Joe Rogan since it's next to Joe Rogan. And then you click on it and you're like, this is not like Joe Rogan at all. These guys are not enlightening. We are not woke.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I've been asleep for, what, 42 years?
Yeah, we're not woke at all, bro.
No.
No DMT trips. We don't do drugs. We do drink.
What?
A little bit.
Speak for yourself.
You do drugs?
No.
Well, there you go.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I was about to say, he kind of left you out on that one a little bit.
I said, we don't do drugs, but we do drink. Not all the time, but sometimes after a really, really hard training session in the cold cerveza on a hot day is perfect.
Oh,
man.
My God. That
especially
on
Saturday. You want me to go to visit your boy Dean?
Ooh,
man. You know what, though? Our open mats are going to start blowing up, dog. We're gonna be the training yard of the Orange Park area, the West Side.
Beer.
Come over.
Beer. See, but you're training the AC, bro. I leave there. I'm cool. I'm comfortable.
You ain't training hard enough.
Maybe that's what it is.
I think that's what it is.
I'm about to say AC or not, man. After strike fit, there's fucking puddles on the mat.
Bro, you know what's so funny? It's like Chris is like, no, dog. After strike fit class, right? It's conditioning classes, striking stuff. Anyways, so it's like 30 minutes long. At the end of it, he's like dying. Because he had all the plans in the world to stay for jiu-jitsu. He's like, I'm going home. Goes home. By halfway home, he's like, I could stay for jiu-jitsu.
I should have stayed.
Yeah, but every time, he's like, I can't make it. My heart's going to – I need an AED for the gym.
So on Tuesday – I asked him, are you staying for jiu-jitsu? He's like, no, I'll be here tomorrow for gi. And I saw the picture that you took for gi night.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I wasn't there.
Guess who wasn't there?
Nope. No. Like I told you in the chat, gym's number three. Family job, then gym.
This is the thing, man, about self-care. So if you don't take care of yourself and you die, then I guess your family and job don't get taken care of either.
Oh, no, it's not like I sat around and did nothing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Cool story, bro.
I did see your lawn was mowed, though.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, he paid the Mexican to do it.
Juan. You paid somebody?
No, fuck no.
What, no? No, I paid somebody. I'm not that lazy.
You paid Juan.
No, I actually did that yesterday. Mowed the yard, and I built a fire pit.
Did you?
Yep.
Let's go light some shit on fire.
I got to get some wood.
Fire pit is paper, just bro. Fire. It's not to light shit on fire.
We got
fire.
Paper, man. We can use this paper. This drawing right here sucks. Let's use this drawing. Let's light the thing on fire.
Oh yeah, we'll go take a piece of paper and put it in there and light it on fire.
Oh shit, works, bro.
Well, dude. Of course it works. Why would? Can you build a fire pit that doesn't work?
Well, yeah. Sometimes fire can get out of it if you do it wrong.
Okay. All right. I guess.
So no, listen. So check this out. So my buddy.
Mm-hmm.
He built a fire pit,
mm-hmm.
and he built a wood deck to go around it,
mm-hmm.
so it was level. He lit a fire,
right?
Put out the fire. Next morning, he wakes up, and half of his deck is burnt to ash.
It's because he didn't put the fire up.
No. The fire underneath the coals, underneath, heated up the wood enough, it became on fire from underneath the porch, or the level deck. And I was like, bro.
It sounds like a flawed design.
Yeah.
You almost burnt your damn house down. Instead, you just burnt the...
You care to name his name or no?
No, I can't mention his name, Chad.
His name is what?
My name is Jeff.
My name is Jeff. People are like, I don't even know why that's so funny.
Because he's a slow person saying, my name is Jeff.
Oh my God, slow person.
Well, what are you? Oh, I should call him a retard.
Yeah, I mean, speak correct.
All right, fine. It's a retard saying, my name is Jam.
Oh, man, you use the R word.
Well, this is thing that I think is funny, man.
Look it up on the dictionary. It just means that a person who's slow. That's it.
Yeah. It's so.
It doesn't even mean a person who's slow.
It just means slow. Something slow. Yeah. Like fire retardant clothes.
Yeah.
That means it's like, yeah, I can catch a fire, but it's slow burning, you know? So you can burn it to death slow.
The fuck?
Yeah, I didn't get dark.
Dark. This guy's always bringing up dark. You notice that?
Well, Chris likes dark meat.
He's from Kellyanne.
I do.
He likes to eat the asshole.
He's like, I want something that's a little different. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you have hot dogs and hamburgers all day, sometimes you just need a taco or a piece of chicken. Fried.
That's racist.
Popeyes.
No, don't mention chicken. I still haven't.
God damn it.
What happened to chicken?
Dude, a month now, every time we're fucking editing, well, he'll be sitting here going, man, I really want some fucking chicken. Go get some chicken.
Yeah, you know, no, it's not any chicken.
Okay.
KFC.
Yeah, he wants some KFC. Original.
Some original recipe.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I had fried chicken this morning, actually. Andrew comes. He's like,
so, let me guess, you guys went to Metro?
Yeah, we did. So, this is what happens.
Pack.
You know, I know you're gay. Metro. Anyways, so like yesterday, he hits me up. He's like, hey, let's go. Let's have our monthly meeting. I was like, okay, cool. He's like, 6:30 tomorrow. You pick what place we're going to eat. I was like, fuck, 6:30 in the morning? I was like, all right.
Well, I'm glad I was left out of that meeting.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I don't know. Well, we figured you didn't want to know about that shit. Anyways, I'll just tell you. I'll show you. Anyways.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
And make life easy.
Yeah.
Anyways, you do want to be there at 6:30.
Fuck you eating breakfast.
You want to be there at 6:30. Let me tell you, because I text him, because my alarm goes off, and I'm like, I text him. I call him. He doesn't answer. I text him. I was like, dude, are you coming? No answer. I call him back. He's like, yeah, I'm getting in the car. I'm on the way. I was like, who the fuck picks 6:30 in the morning?
He did.
Let's go to Metro. He's like, I'll be right there. I was like, okay, cool.
You call me at 6:30 in the morning, and it's not something important. I'm hanging up on you.
Bro.
And then when I wake up again, I'm going to call you out. I'm going to cuss you out. Yeah, don't you
know, it was a long choice. But I ain't gonna lie, man. You know what is actually really nice? Because we went there and there's like two other people there. They're old as fuck.
Oh, so you mean you got seated right away?
We got seated right away. We got the booth. I didn't have my back towards the door. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Had chicken and waffles. That's where we're going at. Had chicken and waffles. Spicy.
That's why Art's got a problem giving up his back.
Yeah. That's why I get up early. Backside. I go to Lowe's at 6:30 in the morning, 7. It's nice and quiet. Nobody's there. I can go walk around, peruse, look at stuff, look at the tools. That's my jam.
Look at his packages.
Look at the tools.
I do, man.
I like the tools.
Anyway, continue. Tools. Continue. Continue with your story about Metro.
Yeah. So we had our little meeting. It was great. And then, we went over to the Urban Cafe. Finished up over there. Urban Bean. Yeah, that thing.
It's like, why would you go have coffee right after you have breakfast?
Listen, because Urban Bean didn't have the... Okay, so Metro doesn't have good coffee.
But you had coffee, right?
But I did, and it messed my stomach up.
So you had to get
more coffee.
Get more coffee to counteract the bad coffee.
Yeah, well, it tastes bad. But we had the food there, and then we went to Urban Bean, and I was like, nah, I don't want no coffee. It messed me up. And then, about halfway through, because, we take a while, I was like, oh, I'm going to get vanilla latte. Can I get a small vanilla latte? They're like, okay, here you go.
Yeah, that'd be $6.
Yeah, here's 50 bucks. Keep the change, 10% tip. Then, went back, finished with the meeting. It was good, man. Then we saw Bertzilla. I knocked on his door. Cool. He wouldn't answer the phone. He wouldn't answer the text. So we knocked on his door. And he was there in his boxers. Pretend like he just woke up. I was like, what are you doing, bro? He's like watching WWE down a YouTube hole. It's 11 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing? He's like, actually.
So you guys spent 5 hours between Metro and Urban Bean.
See.
And Bert, WWE. And
Bert.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
That does seem like an exuberant amount of time.
Yeah. Well, no shit.
Well, you got to understand, man. We had to create some crazy pay scales. We had a bunch of shit we did, and bunch of math involved. So.
Maths. Who did the math?
What, you don't think I can do math?
No, I don't.
Why don't you think I can do math?
Why would you even ask that question? I mean, we know who did the math.
Why don't you think I can do math?
He can do math. There's a calculator on his phone.
Okay.
Why do you think I can't do math?
I just know that you don't do math.
Well, I don't like college algebra, but that's for goddamn sure. When I passed that class, I was like, I don't know how the fuck I passed this, but just know I'm never doing math again. That shit was bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so we knock on Bert's door, me and Andrew. Bert answers, boxers, hairy chest, WWE. And I sit down on the bench because he has this big, huge CrossFit cage in his living room. Boom. And he's on the second floor. I'm like, how the fuck you get this thing up here? But anyways, I'm sitting there. We're talking. Andrew's talking over there. Bert's just standing there in boxers. I was like, bro, you want to put pants on or sit down or something? Make me nervous.
You thought his stuff was going to come out of his boxers?
No. No, I don't look below the waist. There's no reason to.
Well, so how do you know he was in boxers?
Because I saw the boxers when I opened the door.
So you did look
below the waist. But now that I know that there's a boxers, I don't need to divert my eyes any lower than his
But you're making the focal point the boxers.
He was
saying he's standing there in his boxers.
He was.
So you're obviously looking.
No, look at me. This is how I look, guys. If you see me in the camera, I look like this. Hey, Bert, okay, are you gonna put on some boxers? Yeah. I mean, some shorts, or a t-shirt.
I really like the color of the ceiling.
You gonna
put on your panties, bro?
You gonna sit down, and chill out a little bit, and see, you know? And he was like, "Nah, I'm good." I was like, "Okay."
Well, yeah.
But then I was talking. We were talking about some stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then I looked over, and he had full clothes. I was like, "What the fuck? You put clothes on?" And then Andrew goes,
"So he was looking."
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I looked over and noticed he had a shirt. So I looked down, he had pants.
So you did look below the waist.
Well, after I noticed he had a shirt, and so I was like, "What the fuck? You put clothes on?" And Andrew was like, "Well, during your monologue," I was like, "Monologue." He's like, "Yeah, during your monologue, he went in, changed, came back out." I was like, well, fuck, dude. I didn't even pay attention.
It's because you were monologuing.
Apparently, I was monologuing.
Yeah, you do that sometimes.
That means that he went off on a tangent.
Yeah, he does.
I was explaining a story of something that happened last night. So and so forth, blase, blase. Like, okay,
yeah. Yeah, it's okay. You monologue. It's fine.
I don't know about this monologue. What does a monologue mean? Pull that definition up.
No.
Kidding.
You don't know what monologue means? Yeah. All the villains do it. The villains do it in Bond, and that's what gives them the opportunity to break out of the...
Am I a villain?
No. It's just where you go on a long-winded talk, and you do that sometimes. That's fine.
A long-winded talk?
Yes.
I'm thinking you're making it sound like it's a negative thing.
Stupid idiot!
No, it's not negative at all. But you just didn't notice that a person left the room and went and put on a full set of clothes.
Well, I was looking at Andrew because homeboy was just in his boxers. And so when I happened to turn, I was like, oh, you got clothes back on. This is great.
All right. Yeah. So in 5 hours, we know they went and had chicken and waffles,
coffee,
Saul Bert and boxers, and then Bert got dressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did a lot of math.
Andrew did a lot of math.
Sounds like a fucking great time.
Should have been there, bro.
No, I shouldn't have. I'm glad you guys didn't call me.
It was great.
I was fine at home.
It was awesome.
Well, it was like, you know what? I got just as much done sitting at home.
Did you though?
Exactly, because I wasn't going to get anything done.
Dude, what'd you think about that rash guard design?
I'm a little disappointed.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was ours.
We need to come up with something like that,
though. No, this wee shit, I don't know. I don't do it's designs
this,
like that.
It's part of this team.
Yeah. You need to hire somebody that can do that.
I need you to find somebody.
Oh, you need me to find somebody.
That's part of this arrangement, remember?
Okay.
He cracking the whip on you.
It's part of this arrangement.
Yeah. Arrangement, fool.
This is my boy.
Cool.
Fine shit, boy.
You said boy.
You said boy. He's my boy. So I was like, cool, fine shit.
Oh, that's different than saying boy.
I sounded very racist, didn't he?
I said, yeah. It's because he's from Callahan. Uh-huh. He can't help it. He was like, it was a little dark out, so I went inside. What do you mean by that? I meant the sun went down, duh. I was like, sure.
Just know, just like with everything, there's levels to shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends whether you want an okay design, a good design, or an awesome design.
I want an awesome design.
Okay, then you better be ready to shell out some bucks.
How much bucks?
Bucks, like between 3 to 5.
I got $5 right now.
No.
Shit, yeah.
$300 to $500.
For a design. Okay.
Who's that dude?
I just got to look him. Look him up.
There you go. See, that's what he told you.
Let's look some guys up. Let's do that shit. Well, I'll do it with you. I'll do it right after this.
Yeah, just like he does math.
He's going to look at the picture and be like, that's 200, man. That's 500, 300, 400, 500.
Where's the $25 one?
Hey, when are you doing class next, Chris?
Tomorrow.
He's not.
Nice. I'll see you in
class. He's trying to change the subject.
Yeah. No. What he's doing is he's passive-aggressively threatening me. He's going to fuck me up now in class because I'm messing with his math.
Yeah, but he's also changing the subject.
A little bit, yeah. He's diverting.
Whatever you guys want to think it is, it must be true. Whatever you put out there will become your reality. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I'm going to get fucked up tomorrow. Hey, well, then you just might get fucked up tomorrow.
I don't know what he means by that. Yeah, I don't either.
Anyhow.
Words and shit, man. I tell you what, I threw this thing. It kind of looks like an egg.
Well, that was supposed to be a fire pit. So if that was your buddy's fire pit and he designed it like an egg, yeah, that was an issue.
I haven't been keeping up with the news. Anything else going on?
Russia.
No, nothing really new. Russia. Khabib. Khabib Mayweather.
50 Cent. Mayweather. That's not happening, though.
I hope that does not happen.
Khabib Tony's what's happening.
Yeah, Khabib and Tony. Is Tony time.
Is it official?
Not yet. Nothing signed. But Dana has said that's the fight.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, I'll believe it once I see.
Exactly.
Luke Rockhold pulled out of 230 injury.
He should have pulled out of
the wow.
Oh, my God. Anyway, no. Okay, so he pulled out because of injury?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. They just said they didn't specify the injury.
It's like all those AKA guys are always getting hurt.
He's not AKA, though, anymore. No? I mean, he is, but he's not.
What is he?
I don't know where he's at because the last one of the videos I was watching when DC was prepping for this fight, Rockhold was at the gym. And they were telling him, like, you know, you could see on the video, they were telling him, man, you need to come back. You need to come back. We'll get you ready for this shit. And so I'm assuming that Rockhold's not, like, full-blown AKA anymore. And they just started posting videos again right now because Cormier's getting ready for 230. So,
yes, and I heard Cormier was making a – he was grappling with Khabib and then he ended up hurting him or something happened. And then Khabib's crew, like, all stood up. He's like, I thought these motherfuckers were going to jump me, dude.
Paraphrasing. Well, if you watched, like, how they train, it's really – I can almost see why guys get hurt. I mean, they go hard. It's a different breed of people and stuff like that. But it's like – and one of the – like, I guess their conditioning room, they have aerodynes set up. And they go through, like, very light sparring, just movements, kicks and stuff like that, some grappling. And then it's kind of station set. So, you know, everybody's rotating. So then you go to the aerodynes and then you do this. But in the process, I mean, there were two guys who were grappling on the ground. And Cormier was just grappling with another guy. And they just, like, roll over the two guys that are on the floor. And Cormier and the other guy are standing. So that he's, like, backing the guy up, and the guy falls backwards over the two guys that are on the ground grappling. And it's like, fuck, dude, you like, literally fell and could have smashed into one of the aerodynes. And then there's, like, this one little corner that Cormier and another guy is doing work in right next to the aerodynes while the guys are fucking going to it. And they're going kind of hard. Yeah. And it's like, you know, and people are kind of like, whoa. And, you know, DC's like, man, just let me fucking train. Let me go. It's like, yeah, but you're doing this shit right next to the fucking aerodynes with people on them.
Why don't you go do that shit by the weights, bro?
Yeah.
I'm a peacock. You gotta let me fly.
But it's still crazy, though, just to watch him because, you know, he's prepping for his defense of the title and he's coaching kids' wrestling class. Like, that's no big thing.
Well, what is he gonna do? Put his whole life on hold?
Well, that's, I mean,
you don't think he's getting his training in?
I'm sure he does. Yeah, he lives there, basically.
Then what's the problem with taking an hour off?
It's not a problem, but it's just kind of interesting to see. It's like DC's just – it's one of those things where the more you watch the videos, you go, how come people – you know, those people that don't like DC, you go, what the fuck?
I don't know. I think
words and shit. I don't know.
He's just having a conversation.
I am. I'm having a conversation.
Hey, bro.
Is that what's called a monologue?
Not really. No, it didn't go quite long enough.
I don't know, bro. How long was that? Time that shit. Roll that tape back.
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
That's a monologue.
Not really.
Yeah, I think villains knock out their monologue within like a minute, dude. You have three minutes for a movie. You're a super villain.
What? No.
This guy.
Anyway,
I understood what he said at the end.
Yeah.
So
I don't know why they say DC's bad. I'm like, train by the weights.
Okay. Other than that news, that's about it.
It really
hasn't been my. I mean, if you want some funny Trump stuff.
Yeah, sure. What's up with funny Trump?
So, you know,
he dyed his hair?
No. Black? So he.
He saw Venom. He's like, we are Venom.
No, he won his defamation case against Stormy Daniels, who then now has to pay for his legal fees.
Oh, shit.
So
I guess she's going to be doing a lot of fucking.
Well, that's what's hilarious is because all these people donated to her GoFundMe for her legal fees, which now basically by proxy, all these people basically just paid Trump.
Oh, that's right. I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it has to go all come from our three GoFundMe pages, right?
So everybody that's hating on Donnie T. you know, donated basically to pay for Donnie T's.
Exactly.
She heard that I'm only 185 pounds of brownie cookies.
Screw you. Well, you're not eating them all. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I know I do get pissed when we eat them.
I know, them all. Except when my wife brings them cookies.
They're so good. There's like chocolate in them.
M&M's, bro.
They look great.
I think I'll set it right here.
Sorry, guys. We'll stop shortly.
Yeah. Let's see. Other than that, they're really, it's been kind of a slow. There's the caravan coming up from Honduras trying to come through Mexico that's trying to come into the U.S.
What?
What
does that mean?
It was like thousands of people who are marching from Honduras are planning to come to the U.S. You know.
And do what?
Be immigrants. You know, come to the U.S. for a better life kind of thing. But they're not, you know, going through the proper channels, wanting to do it legally, da-da-da-da-da. So Trump actually put out, he's like, you know, you basically to Honduras and Mexico, is like, you either stop this invasion or we're cutting funding. So once that tweet went out, Mexico sent two 737s full of fucking their police force and riot gear and all like that to stop them at the Mexican border. They didn't succeed in stopping everybody. They're still letting some people through and stuff like
that. Well, that's because there was like a whole bunch of people coming through.
Yeah. But there's been videos that have been surfacing of showing some of the people going through and paying the people to
get through,
marching, you know, here's your payment for doing this. You know, women and children first, here's your money. You know, you're getting paid to go march to the U.S. And then in Texas, they found a couple.
Who's paying them?
Then you start having to put on the tinfoil hat and start playing around with.
But that's the thing.
Soros is funding some of
this
stuff.
Why are we bringing this up if we don't know?
Well, I was just trying to think of news things that I'd saw while y'all were eating cookies.
Because we're not a reliable source.
Yeah, y'all were eating cookies, shit. So I was trying to fill up stuff while y'all were fucking munching on cookies.
So you're just making up shit now?
No, I
like
it.
I like it. So they're trying to send a bunch of people over? Mm-hmm. It's Soros. Who's Soros?
George Soros.
Who's that?
He's a guy who's a globalist. You know, one of the New World Order kind of people.
Right.
Hillary backer, he's put a lot of money in.
How does he benefit from this, though?
I don't know. I haven't looked into, like, what his benefit, you know, hey, how he benefits.
What's the newest thing I heard on Hillary? Isn't she, like, going to jail or something?
Yeah. Okay. In a perfect world, sure.
Was she dying? What's going on with her?
I don't know.
Who knows?
She's trying to race for.
I try not to get into the whole politics thing. I the more I see it, the less I want to read it.
Makes me vomit.
Unless it's something funny
in my mouth.
You know, like a funny meme. Then I don't care who it is. It could be Trump. Could be Hillary. I don't give a fuck as long as it's funny.
Now the one thing that I saw this week that kind of it wasn't surprising, but it's one of these things where I just don't understand why people don't see it. Was you know you saw Kanye go to the White House.
Uh huh.
Okay, had his meeting with Trump and all like that.
Kanye West.
West. But then you've got all these people on like CNN and MSNBC and all like that just trashing Kanye and calling him every fucking name in the book. You know, calling him a house Negro, calling him a traitor to, you know, black people. You know, really saying some.
Well, hold on. What's the black people saying about Kanye?
I don't know.
Oh,
That's all that matters.
I know, but that's not. But the thing is that's not what's being put out on the airwaves. You got the people on these panels saying all this shit about Kanye.
Talking about white people?
That's white, black. And that's what's kind of weird. It's just like I don't get it because in his meeting, one of the things that he come across and he's getting Trump to look at is doing prison reform about you know the disproportionate amount of. Black people who are in prison for minor crimes, you know, pot crimes, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he's getting Trump to look into that. Okay, so Kanye is actually going there
with an agenda.
With an agenda to help
people.
The black community and all like that. But then you've got a lot of these people who are for the black community who are trashing Kanye because he's even approaching Trump in any form or fashion.
Didn't Kim Kardashian approach Trump about a woman that was in jail?
And she got released
for like something minuscule, and she got like 20 years.
Yeah, and she got released.
So, if he's helping in some way, why are we hating? Well,
Because by, by we, I mean people. I'm not hating on them.
Because people are misinformed, and it's Trump. And they're like, well, how can a black person support Trump? And I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not an anybody supporter when it comes to politics. And to be honest, and I've said this 1,000 times, and I'll say 1,000 times
again. Support Bush.
If you want Anheuser, you know what I mean? Give me a visor. Shit's bright out. Anyways, so if you want to make any changes, you need to get all those jokers out of Congress. What you need to do, you need to get some new representatives, because it's not the head who can veto stuff who's making these laws, making these changes stuff. It's these all these old fucks who's been in there 30 years. Outdated. Get out of here.
There needs to be term limits.
Term like limits, that. Rotate I mean, you, through, man.
You saw that with the Kavanaugh thing. Like, there were some of the representatives up there who were proud. I've been, you know, in the Senate for 40 years. Motherfucker, you've been in the Senate since before there were computers. You know, what the fuck are you still doing up there?
How are you relevant?
Yeah, how are you relevant?
Know what's going on?
Milking the system?
They're totally milking the system. Yeah. They get like 175 paid days of leave.
Yeah, you know I think I mean? The I think
what? Free medical for life after 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh, I should run for Senate.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we fucked up because
you get like a 6-figure you get like $275,000. But it's funny because then you've got people who are getting the salary of $275,000 a year, but their net worth is around $6 million
on average. Yeah.
On average. Like, so how are you worth this when your pay is this? And
dude, I'm telling you, it's crooked corrupt, as fuck. Bro. It's crooked so as corrupt.
Fuck. We should change the name of the podcast to the Senate.
Yeah.
So right. We can say we are part of the Senate.
Right. See, ooh, what else was
the Senate?
Have you guys ever
noticed that the evil emperor from Star Wars looks a lot like Hillary Clinton?
You mean Palpatine?
Palpatine.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, I do. I've seen him. The one thing I do want to shout out or talk about is, you know, we just had Hurricane Michael come through the panhandle.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to go over there, do some work and stuff like that. Fuck, that place is fucked up, like big time. It's going to take 4 years before it's somewhat semblance of what it used to be. Maybe. I mean, it's fucking wrecked. But there's a lot of people, you know, donate here, donate there. Do your research on who you donate. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, donate to the Red Cross. Yeah, no, don't donate to the Red Cross.
Only like 3% of
every dollar.
Because they have to pay their people.
Yeah, well, you have the overhead and the CEO makes 6-figure, stuff like that. Yeah. So do some research. One of the best ones, believe it or not, is like Salvation Army. Their return on what, you know, I think it was around 80 cents to every dollar that's donated is actually used for the people. Mm-hmm. Either that, get with if you find there's plenty of people, local churches around there. Because, I mean, seriously, they're going to have to I went by quite a few schools that were just destroyed, gone. Gymnasium's gone. You know, you'd see a basketball goal, that's it. There used to be a big-ass building. I mean, fuck, the airbase over there got fucking destroyed. They're not even they're not even letting the people, you know, who are part of the Air Force come into the airbase yet. And it's still that way. I know one of our guys tried to get onto the airbase to look at one of our towers. We haven't been able to look at it yet. And there's nobody there. There's nobody there to let you in. So, I mean, giant fucking hangars are just gone. Every tree, or I shouldn't say every tree, but 95% of the trees over there are all snapped at like 30 feet. Gone. So that place got fucked up bad.
Just like Puerto Rico did last year.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
So, did you see the FBI just went in and kicked down the doors to the mayor of San Juan? The woman?
What happened?
Just corruption. They went in there, kicked down the doors, took all the files, the computers, and all like that. And her people are all under investigation.
I don't know if this fraud. Is true, though. I think my uncle would have posted something about it.
Well, here.
I'll pull Look it up.
Yeah, I'll pull it up. Because I read it and was kind of like, laugh.
You said, I don't believe you, man.
Listen, I always thought my uncle was funny, my tio Aurelio.
Tio Aurelio.
But, like, he's on Facebook, and I got to say, his page has got to be, like, the funniest shit ever.
Tio Aurelio.
Like, he posted this picture of a drunk guy at a bar. He's like, I've been trying to practice this look for a while. I just can't seem to get it right.
Yeah. FBI agents raid San Juan government offices as part of the investigation into
government fraud. Offices, not her house.
No, I didn't say her house. I said her office.
I think you said they kicked their doors in.
Well, I'm saying they didn't. I mean, figuratively speaking.
See, this is why.
Fake news.
You are fake news.
Yes.
Dude, do that one again. It's funny.
You are fake news.
This is why I asked.
My name's Jeff.
But it's the city council offices headed by her. Okay. So under her. Her people.
But that doesn't mean that she did anything until let's not accuse her of something that we don't know what they're accusing her
of. No, not accusing. But they are starting an investigation into it.
So there's an investigation.
So
of a corrupt mayor of San Juan. Okay, yes. Got it.
She may or may not be corrupt.
I'm trying to think. That's really it. That's really happened this week. I mean,
I haven't been keeping up with much stuff.
I've been too busy.
I know that Anthony Smith is fighting Uzdemir Volkov, Volkan, the no time guy.
No time.
I got no time. And I think he's going to get crushed because Anthony Smith is on it there.
He's on it there. He's going there through him.
It seems like the Khabib thing just dropped off. Not a lot of news on it. I mean, it was a big hoobla for a little bit, and then it's just...
I mean, it's like a week.
I mean, talking about the same thing. That's nothing. A week is nothing.
What? I got Alzheimer's. I have short-term memory loss. I can't remember past a week.
I can't.
Words
and stuff. Anyway, so we don't have anything else. We good?
Nah, bro. I think we're solid, man. That was good. Hey, man. I was glad to see you guys again, you know.
Yeah, we're just getting back.
I know I'm talking a little funny, but I got reverse elbowed in the face, and like I bit my tongue.
Who did that? Who elbowed you?
It happens in rolling sometimes. People.
You didn't have a mouth guard in?
Move their elbows and shit. No, I didn't.
Sounds like your fault.
I haven't needed to have a mouth guard in for a while.
Sounds like your fault, though.
Yeah. I mean, if you had a mouth guard in, you wouldn't have bit your tongue.
I think I would have bit my tongue on my mouth guard, too.
Okay. Well, maybe you should roll with your tongue in your mouth and not, you know, like.
Well, my tongue went wider than my mouth. In my mouth.
You're off mic.
It was the side of my tongue.
You got the side?
The sides of both my tongue. On my tongue is both sides.
Okay. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucked.
Anywho.
That shit hurts, too. It's like days of it just sucking.
Dude, tell me. Like, I can't even talk right.
When'd it happen?
Yesterday.
Oh, God. It ain't even got to the... Tomorrow will be even worse.
Yeah, I tried to talk during, like, JP's fight, and people were like... Looked at me a little bit funny, and I was like, hey, I bit my tongue. Not just on one side, but on both sides.
I went ahead and just crushed it on both sides. I'm an overachiever.
Yeah. When I do things, I do it twice.
All right, guys. Let's try to keep up with the world a little bit more this week. We can have something else next week.
Sorry.
But
it's been hectic 3 weeks, guys.
Yeah, I know. So let's call this one a day. And before we go, I just want to send a shout out to my friend Yolanda, who's got her business going. It's Afro Carib. For those of you guys that don't know, we Puerto Ricans our race is basically three lineages. This is the Spaniard. Boo, boo, boo.
What?
Yeah.
What?
The Native Indian to the island.
But that's why you talk so cool.
And also the African slaves.
She's got a
business, t-shirts that celebrate our African roots. And you can find them at Afro Carib. That's AfroKarib.com.
Did you do a 23andMe thing yet to see how much percentage you are?
Oh, bro. I am a 1,024 Native Cherokee Indian too.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah. So I guess whatever native privileges this chick gets, so do I.
Yeah.
Dude. So what about the rest of you though?
Oh, I'm a
Puerto Rican.
100% Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
So but
no,
do they break it up in the table?
100% Indian. What is it? 99.9.
Do you have any black people? Can you say the N-word? How's this work?
Nah.
I can. I get a pass.
Can you? Do you?
I get a
you
pass.
You got a card?
There's actually a skit.
Okay.
That says Dominicans and Puerto Ricans get a pass.
Okay. Cool.
Word.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah. Ninja.
Yeah. I won't say it. I was gonna be like, hey.
So before we go, do you guys have anything else that you guys want to add? Any shout outs?
Nah, man.
Good to see Art.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys. You know what I mean? I'm just happy to be back and I love everybody and let's get some good training in this next week and grow. We got advancements coming up on November, so let's help our guys get ready for that. We got more competitions coming up. And then I want to try to drag Wally with me somewhere December 15th. So
like I told you this past week, I'm not going.
He won't roll me.
I know. He's not about that.
I'm not about that trip. That
not about that trip, bro. I don't get it.
Why don't you go?
No.
He's talking shit about me.
Well, of course I am, fucko.
Fucko.
Anyway, anything else that we want to add?
No, man. I think that's it.
All right, guys.
We'll try to pay more attention.
We had a hiatus. You know, we took a week off.
Yeah,
we've been doing it every week just about for a year and a half. I mean,
going on two.
We're going on two, bro.
2 years. So, yeah. I'm saying so, like, you know, small little hiatus. You know, sometimes I might need to refresh the batteries and just get focused and handle business
for sure. And we're actually talking about possibly switching the podcast to Saturday. So,
yep.
You might have it for the weekend. But anyway.
And we need to reach out to a couple people, too. I think you talked
about. Yeah, the 100 episode is coming up. We're going to try to do something fun. I don't know, get strippers, blow, and
yo, that'd be great, dude. We should bring in, like, you know, puppies and kittens and lizards and strippers and coke. What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola. Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. Cola. Some more bangs. Can I get some bangs?
Yeah, sure. Whatever you want, bro.
Strippers and bangs.
We'll work on that sponsorship.
Yeah. All right, I'll figure it out.
For sure. All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate your support, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.
Fishy, fishy.
That's my man throwing down. Give it to him.